and I go out and I conduct an investigation of investigations done by these groups. And what invariably is revealed that the investigations they've done were simply whitewashes and shams. And the way they get away with this, and the way they've always gotten away with this, is they will send you some type of a whitewash type of letter, or they'll ignore your complaint that you have about a judicial officer just completely. They know that the judicial officer or the attorney or the public official has committed a crime against you, no doubt. But they realize that you cannot go anywhere or tell anybody else about that problem. Today, I am preparing a letter that is going to be going out tomorrow morning. And I'm going to call it my Bunker Buster Letter. And what this Bunker Buster Letter does is, it puts the individuals on the other side, being this presiding judge there, a Judge Joseph McCormick, who is supposedly the head of the Osaki Superior Court, on notice that I'm putting the information right in his face of what his county supervisors have done there, what his county attorney has done there, what the district attorney's offices have done there, in ignoring the crime committed by his own public officials. At the same time that I'm sending him this detailed letter of the crime committed by these individuals out there, these public officials that have been doing this for years, this letter is going to simultaneously go to the Bureau of the FBI, it's going to the U.S. District Attorney's offices out there, it's going to 31 county supervisors in the area of Osaki, Wisconsin, and it's going to the governor of that great state, Mr. James Doyle. However, Mr. James Doyle is truly the Saddam Hussein of Wisconsin. He's not out there killing people right now. He's just stealing their money. And he's been doing this for years. And I am going to show without a doubt that James Doyle, when he was the Attorney General out in Wisconsin, had a man, Mr. Stephen Magritz, put in jail under the guise of being a, quote, paper terrorist. Why was Stephen Magritz deemed a paper terrorist? Well, Mr. Magritz had a piece of property, 60 acres in the town of Fredonia, that was worth about $600,000. The county decided they're going to foreclose on that property for back taxes owed by Mr. Magritz. When they filed the foreclosure proceedings, Mr. Magritz filed an answer to that complaint to stop it. But when Mr. Magritz then heard that there was a default judgment taken against him, based upon him not filing an answer, he went down to the clerk of the court's offices there in Osaki County to find out why. When he talked to the clerk of the court, a Mr. Jeffrey Schmidt, Mr. Schmidt said, well, the files are not there. And he picked up the phone and he called up the offices of the county attorney, a Mr. Dennis Keneally. And sure enough, the files were over at Mr. Dennis Keneally's office. That would be the opposing counsel. Mr. Magritz then put together a letter and sent it to all these supervisors that I am now sending my letter to. He sent a letter to the DA's department. And what he was telling them in these letters was that Mr. Dennis Keneally had removed his answer to the complaint, which caused this foreclosure proceedings to be done against Mr. Magritz. He sent letters to the governors, to all the public officials, telling them about this, that he was a victim and a witness of the crime. So what did Mr. Dennis Keneally do, this county attorney? He got an injunction against this Mr. Magritz. That means he went to the court and got an order from the court so Mr. Magritz couldn't file any more documents. The next step that this Mr. Dennis Keneally did was he contacted the district attorney's offices there in Osaka County, a person by the name of Sandy Williams. Mr. Keneally has the ability through the DA's department to make contact with James Doyle's offices. He was the attorney general of the state, saying that this man is terrorizing us public officials here. He says he's going to lien our properties because he's saying we're not doing our jobs. Well, they weren't doing their jobs. Mr. Keneally had committed a crime. So the next phase that takes place, Mr. Magritz does not want to move out of his property. What happens? The county of Ahsaukee sends out a 25-man SWAT team with machine guns, and they evict this Mr. Stephen Magritz and his wife. By the way, Mr. Magritz has one hand, a small man. They didn't put up any fight. They didn't have any weapons at their house. They broke down this person's door. They went in and arrested them. Now it really starts a smut and smear campaign. Paper terrorist. There's a terrorist in Wisconsin. And James Doyle, who's now going to be running for governor of that great state, is saying he's tough on terrorism. He's going to stomp out terrorism. And James Doyle, while he's running for this governorship, is having ads running where he's showing the World Trade Center collapsing. Of course, this is all a bunch of hoopla for Mr. James Doyle. And he used this to somehow now try to tie in this Mr. Stephen Magritz in Wisconsin as being like an international terrorist. He was not. But there is a missing piece to the puzzle.